You know that feeling, right? Especially here in Melbourne. You're cozy in the living room, maybe the fire's on, but then you step into the hallway or bedroom and it's freezing.
Oh, absolutely. That hot and cold home experience
Yeah.
is a really common frustration.
Exactly. So today on the Deep Dive, we're looking into something that might help heat transfer systems. We've got some info here from EcoFlow Ventilation.
Right.
And the plan is basically to figure out how these things work to, even out the temperature without getting lost in all the tech jargon.
Sounds good. Let's make it straightforward. A quick guide to maybe getting that consistent warmth. So
Yeah.
maybe start with why it happens.
Yeah, good point. Why do we get these drastic temperature swings between rooms anyway?
Well, often it's pretty simple, really. Some rooms just get more sun, right? So they naturally warm up.
Okay.
And if your main heat source, like, say, a fireplace or big heater,
Right.
is just in one spot, well, that heat doesn't always spread evenly on its own.
Makes sense.
EcoFlow actually points this out. Think of those sun-baked lounges or rooms with a wood burner. They get much warmer. Heat wants to move, but it doesn't always get everywhere efficiently.
So it gets kind of stuck in one area. Okay. So how do these heat transfer systems, how do they actually fix that? What's the mechanism?
The basic idea is really quite clever. EcoFlow puts it as capturing excess heat from warmer rooms and transferring it to cooler, less heated areas like bedrooms.
Okay. So you're grabbing the heat from where you've got too much
Exactly.
and sending it where you need it.
Precisely. You're not making new heat, you're just redirecting the warmth you already have, making it work harder for you.
Got it. Smarter heating, not harder heating. So what are the main benefits EcoFlow talks about?
Well, the big one, the one you notice most, is just more even temperatures across the house.
Right. No more freezing zones.
Yeah. Which obviously means, more comfort, especially in those rooms that are usually cold,
Yeah.
bedroom studies, that kind of thing.
That's the goal, isn't it? Just being comfortable everywhere in your own home. Any other advantages they mention?
They do. They talk about enhanced energy efficiency.
How so?
Because you're using the heat you've already generated more effectively, you hopefully don't need to use as many extra heaters in those colder rooms.
Okay. So it could potentially cut down on running, say, an extra electric heater in the bedroom.
That's the idea. EcoFlow suggests it can lead to a noticeable reduction in needing that supplemental heat, which, could mean lower energy bills.
Definitely worth considering, especially with Melbourne energy costs. Now, what about our homes themselves? Lots of newer places and even older renovated ones are pretty well insulated, quite airtight. How does
Yeah,
that play into it?
that's actually a really important point they bring up. Good insulation is great for keeping heat in, but it can also trap it in specific areas.
Right.
So it can almost worsen those temperature differences. And because homes are more airtight now, you don't get as much natural ventilation moving that air around.
So just cracking a window isn't really the answer for balancing heat properly.
Not really. No, not for consistent balance anyway. And you lose the heat you wanted to keep. EcoFlow notes that modern designs can sometimes paradoxically make this uneven heating and lack of airflow more of an issue.
Interesting. So our efforts to be energy efficient can accidentally create this other comfort problem. Okay. EcoFlow also mentioned a specific product, the DVS EC system.
Ah, yeah, the DVS-EC standalone heat transfer system. They position that as sort of their premium offering.
What makes it stand out?
It seems particularly good if you've got a strong, concentrated heat source, especially like a solid fuel heater, think a wood burner.
Okay.
The document says it efficiently uses surplus heat generated from your primary heating area, transferring it seamlessly into isolated rooms. So it's designed to really grab that intense heat from around the fireplace, for example.
Right. So if your living room is getting super toasty from the wood fire, this system is designed to effectively siphon off some of that excess warmth.
Exactly. And push it down the hall to the colder bedrooms or wherever it's needed. It leverages that surplus.
Gotcha. So fundamentally, the key takeaway here is that these systems aren't magic.
No, not magic.
They're just about being smarter with the heat you've already paid to generate, moving it around better.
That's it in a nutshell. Optimize the warmth you have for better comfort and potentially, lower running costs.
Yeah.
Very relevant for us here.
So just to quickly recap, these systems grab excess heat, move it to cooler spots, the payoff, more even temps, better comfort everywhere, and maybe using less energy overall because you're making the most of your main heater.
Precisely.
Yep.
Which leads to a bit of homework for you, the listener.
Oh.
Yeah, think about it. How much would it actually change your day-to-day life if your home felt consistently comfortable room to room? Would you feel, I don't know, more relaxed?
Mm.
And does that idea of maximizing the heat you already have, does that fit with how you like to run your home? Okay. Thinking about efficiency, maybe picture those specific cold spots in your house. Could redirecting warmth be the answer there?